Jeremy Bradley here on Top of the Charts and the Open Road, enjoying Kluani from the air and the sky, and now on land. And I'm joined by Daniel, who's going to talk about the tour here that we've done and what also is available. So, Dan, first I should ask, how long have you been flying?
When I am asked that question, I usually answer by saying it's my first day.
First time, of course, yeah. That's why there was an airsick bag in front of me, right? Just in case. But actually, is it easy to fly? Like, how long does it take you to learn to do something like this?
It depends on your skill. It takes around a year if you're diligent and you have the resources to pay for it.
That's true, yeah. Okay, so now there are several different tours that you can take when you're here. I was asking just as we were getting off the plane, how many times a day are you up there? And it depends on the weather conditions. So what can people do when they come here? And first, let's just talk about the company then and what your offerings are.
I work for Whitehorse Air, which is based out of Whitehorse. And the business here in Haines Junction is strictly the flight seeing tour operation. Now we have four different packages. The shortest tour that we fly is 60 minutes long and takes you, basically it scratches the surface into the ice fields in the Kluani National Park. And on that tour you see the classic view of the Kaskawalsh Glacier in the south arm, the confluence of those two, and we see the Dusty Glacier and then the Lowell Glacier, which is more of an unconventional glacier that goes through surging periods. On the longer tours, we go into the further into the ice fields, and from there you're able to see some of the more prominent peaks like Mount Logan, Mount St. Elias, Mount Vancouver. And yeah, then we go to the 90-minute tour, which just basically gets you in sequence further into closer up to the mountains.
So now what's the website where people can check out more information then?
I believe it's UConAirTours. I'm
not quite sure. All right, so you can go to our website. Travel.jvonair.com is where we have a link to our air tour through Kluani in National Park. It's a great time. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us. We've got to get back to the music right now on Top of the Charts on the Open Road.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.